B-Pod Studios.
Now back to Toucher and Rich of Boston's Home for Sports.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the chat.
Five, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich, the Bankroll Boys, or one Bankroll Boy, Joe Murray, Dan Lifshitz, still doing training in San Diego for his new gig or whatever it is. The Bankroll Boys are brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels, the only places in New England you can legally bet on sports, powered by William Hill. Get details at sportsbetri.com. And Bankroll Boys, I don't think this affects them very much, but their three sports betting bills were filed in the Massachusetts Senate. And according to Mr. Murray, he says by this time next year, you should be able to legally bet on the Super Bowl from within Massachusetts. And every New England state has either proposed or enacted sports betting legislation.
Correct.
So
this is good for, I guess, the square bettors out there.
Yeah, because this doesn't really affect you.
I mean, it will. I mean, I'll go to the casino and place a ticket and, you know, go with groups and things like that. It's great for a couple of things that were proposed, just to throw it out there. Standalone betting shops in New Hampshire. So you could probably just go into a local Tedeschi's, whatever, a local store, and maybe just place bets right from there.
So it's like OTB. Wow. Like, it's like off-track betting.
Exactly.
You know who went to off-track betting? The cleanest people. My grandfather used to go to off-track betting. He was blind, and he used to walk to church in off-track betting every day. And I used to have to sit in off-track betting. Oh, the smells were delightful.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine who lived in London for 5 years. He was telling me about going to those places and just the type of people that hang out.
Well, in London, yeah. I mean, like, every corner, there's a place that you can lay bets. So, but these are the squares.
This is great. I mean, obviously here in New England, like, there's going to be three casinos opening soon. We know MGM, Plainville's open, and Everett's opening. There is talks of another casino opening on the South Shore. So I don't know if they're going to get one down. See, it'd be great if you can go down the Cape, and then at night, when there's nothing to do, go to the casino.
Well, it's funny. They opened them in Detroit years ago, and no one goes. It's just like something that, like, oh yeah, no one goes.
Yeah, but like, when you have you been to, have you ever been to a strip club down the Cape?
I have not.
Okay, so it's bad. I've been there. There's one that closed recently that we tried to go to and found out the doors were closed. But like, there's nothing to do down the Cape at night. What do you do? Like, right. I sit at the Tiki Bar down in Dennis, but like, yeah, like, you look for entertainment. There's nothing out there. So I at least think if the casino was open, at least some people would go there. A lot of degenerates down on the Cape.
Down on the Cape.
Right? Oh, yeah. Lots of.
All right. So there is a okay, so let me get your read on this Kansas City game. It's not going to be as cold as people thought. They heat the field there up to 32 degrees. So that shouldn't be much of a factor. What are you thinking going into this Kansas City game if you're going to bet on it?
Right off the bat, Patriots struggle on the road. I think everybody knows that. Their last playoff win was in 2006 on the road. They've lost their last three playoff games on the road, all to Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. So right off the bat, I think it's advantage Patriots. Forget about the road record. Peyton Manning's not playing on the field this week. I know it's Patrick Mahomes, 50 touchdowns, possible MVP.
Take into account the venue. Arrowhead's very difficult to play in. Last time they played there, they got destroyed.
Yep, and we know about what happened years ago. You know, the Brady in decline and all that from the last time that they had that terrible loss out there. Listen, the home teams dominate in the championship round. The last 5 years, they've gone 10-0 straight up and 9-1 against the spread. Home teams. That's just the last 5 years. Last 10 years, 16-4. So everything favors the Saints and Kansas City. And earlier we saw that great Kansas City Rams matchup. I think a lot of people would like to see that again. And then I know Julian Edelman just came out with the $30 t-shirt, you know, bet against us.
Yeah.
So the more I look at it, like, I'm starting to lean towards the Patriots in this matchup, even though every single prop, odd, you name it, just goes against the Patriots this week.
All right. Over, does the cold weather matter to over-under?
It's already moved the line 2.5 points.
Which way? Down?
Down.
Okay.
So I mean, it happened last week against the Colts. The line moved down significantly, and it stayed under. I just feel like if you're going to win this game on the road for the Patriots, you have to score points. They're going to try to run the football, that's for sure. They have the better running game.
And that'll keep the score down also.
That also will. But it sets up the pass for the Patriots, which worked really well last week, even though Tom Brady only threw one touchdown. Just looking at the game overall, everything favors the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm fading it this week. And how many times have we faded the Patriots and they've come back to win? So at this point, like, I know everything favors the home teams. It's just I'm looking at that 3-point spread with the weather. I know you said it's not going to be as cold, but Peyton Manning's not on the other field, and I just look at it as this is advantage for New England Patriots this week.
All right, is this with your heart or is this with your head?
It's a pure fade. Again, if you're a square play, you take the home teams. You parlay them both, and I think there's odds on that if you do want to take the futures on the Super Bowl. And I think right now, if you like Chiefs and Saints, the Saints would be 1.5-point favorites. But you could bet on that right now. And the current odds to win the Super Bowl, Saints are favored. And if you like the Patriots, they're the least favored team at +355 right now.
All right. And does that concern you? Because it seems that Vegas is usually pretty much on that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you're going to bet that, I wouldn't bet the Patriots to win the Super Bowl now unless, you know, you like that juicy line. I'd take the money line this week. You don't have to pay the juice on it or anything like that. If you bet the three, you got to pay a little bit of vig. But I would bet them this week and then bet them again in the Super Bowl as an underdog.
All right. So we had this conversation a couple days ago. Is home field always -3?
Not always.
Thank you.
Not always.
Yeah. So there's nothing in stone that. So, like, Kansas City -3 is the only reason they're getting the three because they're at home?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think they're the better team. I mean, overall, yeah, everything that's happened this year. Who's played better of late? That's a coin flip. I mean, I know last week they beat the Colts, but the Patriots took care of one of the best teams in football. So as far as who's played better over the last couple of weeks, it really is a coin toss. I think they're just looking at it as what Kansas City did against the Colts. And then the Patriots are going to be dogged no matter what this week going on the road. They haven't won a road. They played terrible on the road. How could you put your money on
them? They had one good road win.
In Chicago, and they barely won that.
One Hail Mary away from that game going to overtime. One yard away from that game going to overtime. And the other two road wins were the Jets and Buffalo, right?
And Andy Reid is not, I mean, Andy Reid obviously mismanages the clock in big games, but that doesn't worry you that they're actually up against a coach that will make adjustments.
A couple of things that worry me in the game is the two longest plays the Patriots gave up this year were against the Chiefs. And that's one thing. I think what they need to do is keep Patrick Mahomes in the pocket. If they let him run around, you know, it's scary. But I'm curious what they're going to do, what matchup they're going to do. Are they going to put Gilmore on Tyreek Hill? Are they going to put J.C. Jackson on Watkins? Are they going to give help over the top? What are they going to do with Kelsey? I think they'll stop the running game. One of the biggest concerns for the Patriots all year has just been stopping the run. They did that last week against the Chargers. Damian Williams, I don't think they're going to let Damian Williams beat them this week. So it's definitely going to be, you know, probably eight guys in the box and keep Mahomes inside the pocket. When he runs around, I think it's going to bring problems for the Patriots.
Eight guys in the box. I mean, that's three weapons that they have.
Yeah, I would think it would be the opposite. I'm going to say, okay, you want to run the football? You can run the football all day. You're just not going to get 50 on one play.
They show that look.
I would think it would be the opposite. You make sure the secondary and is covering all those receivers, Kelsey and Watkins and Hill. Say, okay, if Damian Williams is going to run for 200 yards, so be it. You know, that's going to keep the score down also. You force Kansas City to spend 5 or 6 minutes getting the ball down the field. That's the antithesis of everything they want. Yep. They want to do. I think that's the way the Patriots defend this team.
And to your point, like, they always showed those looks to Peyton Manning years ago. Many defensive backs, Peyton would hand off. He wouldn't throw. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to try to stop the run or try to force them to run the football a little bit more. That's why I think they're going to put more guys up. We'll see what happens. Patriots make some of the best adjustments in football.
The Patriots are not underdogs often when Tom Brady is the quarterback. Right. I read something to the effect the last time they were an underdog with Brady at quarterback was, the fall of 2014? Is that right?
Against the Colts, they were 3-point dogs and won 42-20.
My goodness.
All right, so Rams-Saints. Saints, again, they're given 3 at home. Saints didn't look fantastic last week. What are you thinking there?
I lean the Rams. I really do. The Saints should have covered last week. They didn't. They missed a field goal late. So if you had it at 7 or 8, obviously they missed that field goal and didn't put it over. I just like the way the Rams are playing right now. I think the Saints, you know, they struggled early on, breezed through that pick early, but I like the Rams at 3.5 in this matchup. And to be honest with you, I'd bet both underdogs this week. Again, home teams in the playoffs have crushed 9-1 against the spread. If you follow that trend, you'll be the square this week. Maybe you win. I'm fading both and going with both underdogs. Mm. Patriots, Rams, Super Bowl.
All right. So you got there Joe Murray saying, hey, squares, get out of my way, you pieces of crap. All right, Joe, the Stone Cold Lock of the Week is brought to you by the all-new sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at the Twin River Casino Hotel. You have an interesting lock.
I do. Tonight, we have Michigan State at Nebraska. Nebraska's won 20 games in a row at home. Michigan State is -1. Now, Fred, this is a square play. Okay, a ranked team, 6 in the country, going on a road against a team that's won 20 straight. It's been pretty hot lately. Like, a lot of people are going to back the underdog tonight. Nope. Give me Izzo at Michigan State, -1. I'm not falling for it.
Even though there's some injuries with Michigan State.
Even though, are they going to lose to Nebraska?
No. They're not going to lose to Nebraska.
Thomas, just not lose to Nebraska.
No, they are not going
to. Any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, they are not going to Nebraska and losing.
Hey, one thing I wanted to bring up, too, we talked about this last week off the air. Last week in Washington on NBC Sports, they did a predict the score during the games. It's really in-game betting. You know, it was like, oh, will Bradley Beal hit a three-pointer on this possession? And people could go to the NBC website and text it in or whatever. I think they were trying this to actually do in-game betting at sporting events. So I don't know if this will make its way to NBC Sports Boston at some point and, hey, will Kyrie score a three on this possession or whatever? But in-game betting is a thing. It's all over Bovada. Any sports book that you're on, like, you can bet will there be a field goal this possession in football. Will be in like.
How
the,
do you get your bets in at that point?
It's just in-game betting. You just log in, you just keep hitting refresh, and it'll have in-game lines, and you can just bet the in-game line. So like last
so you
week,
you literally bet on every possession or every play.
You can bet, yeah. Like last week, it was will the Patriots win by 13.5 or more, and if you bet that, you lost because they only won by 13. Hmm. But that I looked at it for a second. I'm like, oh, Pats are rolling this one. Will they win by 2 scores? I didn't touch it, but I looked at it. It was juicy.
All right. What is the most random thing you've bet on in the last couple weeks?
Online, no, but I do know that there's like some soccer games during the day that like guys I work with bet on, like Tottenham. Like I don't know. I just say, hey, my buddy likes Tottenham, and they bet on it. But soccer during the day seems to be the big thing for True Degenerate.
That's Lifshatz's wheelhouse.
Oh yeah, he likes the Korean soccer.
Yeah, Lifshatz likes to sit here overnight and just bet on anything that's happening.
Hey, when you're here from midnight to 6 a.m., what do?
I mean, you could, I don't know what you do.
When you could work, that'd be one, maybe some production, some audio.
Yeah.
No, he's looking at trends and stats.
Now,
and
can you watch those games?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so if you go to Reddit, Reddit, you can get some streams on there for free and things like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what do you put on Reddit? You put like...
No, if you go to Reddit, the people will have the stream.
No, I understand that. But like, how do you find it? You go like Korean soccer?
Yeah, just type in the name of the teams. Yeah, like every UFC event or boxing event I don't want to pay for, I just go right on there and I find the stream.
All right. Well, I'm glad someone...
Now they're going to shut it down now because I just talked about
it. Yeah, right. Reddit's really good at policing itself. Joe Murray, one half of the Bankroll Boys. There you go.
By the way, thank you guys. Like, this sports betting thing, it's happening. Like, we've been here 19 weeks in a row now. Like, you've helped us promote this, our podcast. Like, betting in Massachusetts and New England is a real thing, and you guys are a big part of it.
More ears to the podcast, right?
Over Under Podcast, available at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the 98.5 Sports Hub app. Joe Murray, as always, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Tonight, Michigan State, -1 at Nebraska. You take that game and put it in your pocket.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Doesn't change much for us, but it just, you know, shows you kind of what, you know, people would think about what our chances are. That's about it.
Doesn't
no more added comment to that.
Extra motivation at all?
I mean, if you're not motivated this week, you got a major problem. I mean, this is the week where, you know, you shouldn't have to put any extra in. This is what it's all about. You know. You sign up any chance you get to play an AFC Championship game. So I don't care where, when, time, cold, weather, rain, blood, don't matter.
Yep. Tom Brady has calloused his brain. He's impervious to concussions. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Before I get to my Bankroll Boys comment, hey, Rich, I'm not sure if you heard of the Greasy Luck Pub down in New Bedford.
No.
But it's a small, it's a pretty cool place. It's a small club down in New Bedford. This is the lineup for the next 3 months. Lynch Mob, Vixen, Kix, Striper, and Dawkin.
Oh, holy boy. Lynch Mob just coming out and just saying, hey. Don Dawkins, suck it.
You know what's funny is that I've heard of these bars that will open up. Now, I don't know if this one's doing it. And because these guys are, like, all older and kind of like Heshers, they'll get starstruck and they'll spend, like, a zillion dollars on, like, kicks just so they can meet them. And then the bar will be out of business in, like, 3 months. They're, like, overspend on these hair metal bands.
Well, listen, if you got Vixen rolling there, because I'm sure they look great.
How do you think they're looking nowadays?
Well, since their heyday was 30 years ago.
Yeah, talk to me when Tora Tora comes around and they do Walking Shoes. Then I'll be out.
What song did Kix even have?
Oh, Kix had, like, Cold Blood.
Blow My Fuse.
Yep, Blow My Fuse, Cold Blood, and Don't Close Your Eyes.
Oh, yeah. Don't Close Your Eyes is one
don't
of the...
Don't close your eyes!
Yeah, that I had the worst voice for a ballad.
Don't let your love on the rise.
I don't think Kix ever was rolling in money.
No, but they were in every Guitar World magazine or Hit Parade or, like, somebody spent a lot on ads. Yeah, get your Kix between your ears, it used to say.
Yeah, well, and they also had the tiny pictures of Samantha Fox topless.
Which they got, if you were a 12-year-old boy and you got that thing, you were a happy man.
And what's funny is that they were door-sized. So, like, if you bought it, it was like a life-size picture of Samantha Fox topless.
Right. It's just like announcing to the world that you're a mega loser.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Just like, la-di-za.
So, Brian, what's going on? Bankroll Boys? You got something wrong with Jim or Joe Murray said?
No. So it just dawned on me that that Amy, a beautiful, talented Amy, is the cream in the Oreo sandwich between two degenerate gamblers on Thursday morning, Scotty Farrell and Joe Murray.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's going on? Yeah. And every time the Penguins win, he goes insane. And then Amy Lawrence is there, and she's going like, hey. What was she talking about the other day? It was something about food. She was talking about, like...
She likes, fancies herself a good chef. She likes making chili for the crew. I know that.
Can you imagine if someone brought in chili? Just go screw yourself with your chili. What, do you think I'm going to eat that?
Yeah, apparently.
So it's being very nice, Fred, and you immediately just tell him to go screw?
You would go eat someone's chili? Not that there would be anything poisonous.
If they brought it to work, no. No, not
at
work.
Who does that?
No, you bring me a thermos filled with hot soup or some sort of homemade bouillon. Hell no, I'm not eating that. What do you I mean that I would say,
and like crazy. I'm not afraid that it's like dirty or anything. It's just like, what a waste of my time.
Hey, Cedric Maxwell made soup for the crew once at a Celtic home game. Ate that. It was very good.
Yeah, he made it all right. He made it all the way to the place where they serve food and gave you a cup.
You think he just walked over to craft services or whatever they call it over there?
I don't know.
Craft service.
Whatever the term is for the buffet that they get.
I'm surprised that he ate anything that didn't contain sugar. I mean, the man loves his sugar.
Well, he loves his sugar, but when he eats too much, sometimes this happens. I hope this is the right clip here.
6 seconds.
No, this isn't it. So last night, if you didn't see it, Kyrie Irving hit a shot from what seemed like Nairobi. He might have been... Like, how many feet away from the Leprechaun was he?
He was one step over the edge of the logo.
Okay.
I've seen it. I just watched it again. He was one step over the edge of the logo straight away.
And then Cedric Maxwell gave us this gem.
Now the Celtics by two and the ball. Clock rolling with 1:43 to go. And you hear the crowd. Kyrie, crazy deep three.
Hey, Kyrie! Kyrie, spit on him, brother. You spit in the well.
Kyrie.
Somebody give me a diaper, man. I just did something.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Kyrie Irving
irresponsible.
Pops the collar and made just to pop this one open with a Steph Curry-like three.
Eccentric just popped one open.
Feet away.
No, if you have, like, IBS or something where that can be an issue, the diaper has to come on before.
Yeah, oh, as I said, what if he has more coming? And he knows it. Like, you know, it's poking daylight.
The horse is out of the barn. I mean, there are certain clothes that have already been soiled.
Plenty more horses where that came from.
It doesn't matter.
Well, once you crap yourself,
diaper,
it's pretty much over.
That's over. I agree with Fred on this one.
Are you going to over-crap your pants?
Pants are a loss by then. The diaper's not going to matter too much.
Yeah, so now you got to go and put a diaper over your pants?
Yeah, no, it's all bad news there. It's not, you know, then you have to worry about the smell, people around you. It's just not good.
I don't think you'd be concerned about that. I don't think he'd be concerned.
Chances that it was just a rare moment of honesty coming out of Cedric Maxwell's mouth. Just like, you know, whereas before he's like, sandwiches, Fritos, where he like truly was like, whoa, I just crapped myself.
Well, I mean, the diaper's not going to do much good, and that's just logic.
John walks with his eyebrows as if he knows something.
Not at all. I don't know anything.
Do you know anything? Depends.
So you missed it. Joe Murray was in here. He likes both dogs. He likes both road teams, despite every trend in the, over the last 10 years.
Staying away from the over-under, though.
I like the Rams.
No, I know.
I think that the Saints have been kind of lackluster over the past, like near the end of the season.
Well, they had nothing to play for at the end of the season, but they did not look great in their last game.
No, I like the Rams in that game.
I still like New Orleans. They were the best team all year. And Philadelphia made them look bad, but Philadelphia was playing really well. So I don't care.
I think the Patriots are going to win, and the only reason is because they just do.
Yeah. Well, no, that's a good reason. It's that they're used to this. They're conditioned to these types of situations.
No, it's not even there's no, like, you know, the weather or Kansas City or anything. It's just literally because they do.
See, that's my thing.
Tom Brady and the offense have looked phenomenal for the past, three out of four games. So they look great against Miami. The offense looked great against Miami, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo, they did not look good. The Jets, they look great. And obviously against the Chargers, they look great.
Most of those games are at home.
Sure.
And Miami, say what you want. I mean, they always lose in Miami, but Miami's not good either.
Well,
so
they had to take on the Jets on the road.
All of these games,
Miami has probably a higher-ranked defense than Kansas City does.
All of these games you're talking about were at
Kansas
home.
Kansas City has a weird defense.
They're great pass rush everywhere else, they're awful.
They're very good at certain things, and they're not good at others.
I don't know how you can ignore
third down
that.
Conversion against the Colts.
You can't ignore the fact that this Patriots team did not play well on the road at any time, and Kansas City has a tremendous home field advantage. And I agree with you, Fred. These are the types of games that the Patriots always win. But it really stinks going into a game like this, you know, not being able to point toward any one fact and say, okay,
this is
why the Patriots are going to win. The only thing Patriots fans, if you're being honest with yourself, have to lay back on is, well, Brady always wins at this time of year.
That's true.
And he's playing an inexperienced quarterback. Mahomes hasn't ever faced a game like this. So that's what you're hanging your hat on, not on anything you see in front of you, but just because of what's happened in the past.
Well, except for your latest game.
And the fact that Andy Reid is, the latest game was at home, and it was against a team that
always crafts themselves.
That refused to make any adjustments.
Philip Rivers, especially against Tom Brady.
Kansas City not have a record of crapping themselves in the playoffs?
Of course they do.
Yes.
But they won their second playoff game since like 1970. Andy Reid's a very good coach.
With bad clock management.
Yes.
He does.
That could be the case.
And Kansas City just lost to the Patriots in the playoffs last year, but that was here.
And the Patriots have beaten Kansas City. I know it was at home, but I mean,
the last time the Patriots went to Kansas City, they got run over.
Well, I mean, how many years ago was that?
That was almost.
They beat Kansas City at home, and it was the closest home game that they've had.
I don't know who's going to win, but I do think it's going to be a very close game. It's going to be like the first one. I think the Rams run away with that game.
I disagree with you. I disagree with you.
I just think it's funny that people are pointing to the weather like it's going to destroy Kansas City, that they're going to be unable to operate.
Oh, my God, cold weather.
Well,
we've never seen this in Kansas City, Missouri.
I know. Like, what's going on?
Oh, my God, it's 15 degrees. This has never happened before.
Yes, this is crazy.
Holy crap. Martha, what will we do?
And the field is warm, we'll be able to cut and do whatever we want to do.
That's just mind-blowing.
When we get back, I spent way too much time last night thoroughly enjoying myself listening to Kansas City Sports Talk Radio.
And we'll play something tomorrow, but...
Let's not even go down that road.
No. I'm just going to say we had an idea, and we're going to play it tomorrow for you, and that's all.
Mm-hmm.
A response.
But just know that Kansas City Radio, they don't like you Hey, you guys Sully. Are a bunch of knuckleheads.
Sully, what are you drowning in? No, we go, hey, what are you drowning in chowder?
Stop. Stop.
Hey, Sully, take another steroid.
Stop. Because you ain't far off.
Shipping up to Boston. We're shipping up to Boston. We're shipping up to
Boston.
We're
shipping you back to Boston.
I'm shipping you back to Boston.
Yeah, that, of course, is the famous Rick Camel show from
the video
Atlanta.
Of that is far better than the audio, by
this
the way.
This is no, the audio's Julia. Good.
This is for Fratello.
Way to go, Trading Babe Ruth. Hey, what are you, drowning in chowder? Hey, Sully, and there's so much to make fun of here.
And that's what they choose?
Hey, Sully, take another steroid. The steroid epidemic here. There's a million things to make fun of Boston about. They did chowder. Oh, how lazy is that? All right, very good. We'll hear about Kansas City Radio. I've not heard any of this, so I look forward to hearing it. Hear that.
It's a hug it out Monday, man. That's how I deal with an excruciating sports loss. And hopefully, look, our Falcons were mentally tough all year long, but I'm not giving up on this squad. Let's go around the room, man. It's a slice of life here with your boys, Rick and John. But to that person who, you know, maybe doesn't have a great life, and they needed this win, right, to sort of lift them up.
That's what sports do, man.
And so to that point, I came on. First thing I said was, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's not my fault, but I'm sorry. I'm just trying to give you condolences. That was a tragedy last night. That was a tragedy. Because, Randy, it's such a pump fake. 28-3 dominating? Forget about it. Game's over.
One and a half.
The game's no, dude. They came out and scored first in the third quarter.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the. I mean, you won
okay. 28 Trey, bro.
Someone's got a very high opinion of their importance in the world.
You know, let's say like you know things are bad in your life and you're thinking about ending it all, and all that could really take you from the edge was the Falcons winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like you know what I would suggest to people. Is to get over it.
I would say yes, and maybe not.
It's a hug it out Monday.
Your life will continue. I mean, the you know, if the new Farrelly Brothers movie is not good, I don't expect you to go home and start throwing a fit.
It's a slice of life here.
It is a slice of life. We all know
Rick Hamlin in Atlanta is the worst radio personality that I might have ever heard.
Okay. 28 Trey, bro.
Just that.
I just want to mention here, I remember you had your buddy on who did afternoon drive at that radio station, and you were saying, can you stand Rick Hamlin? And I think it was Mike Bell.
Yeah.
Bell hesitated and told us on the air, you ever have that guy at work you just want to punch in the face?
Best thing we can do is just give you a big electronic hug.
That was so great.
The best as we can do is give you a big electronic hug. Get the hell away from me.
I mean, you know,
the game's over.
One and a half.
The game's no.
No, dude. And then we were at this event, and, you know, it was all about hugging people. Get your hands off me, jackass.
Yeah, lots of hugs, bro.
Yeah, good. Get away from me. That's assault.
Can you imagine if you come in the day after, like, I don't know, the Patriots lost or whatever, and Bertrand would come up to you and go, hug it out Monday, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
You just go, like, dude, I like you as a friend, but I really want to punch you right now. Anyone says that to you, if a coworker came up to you and said it's a hug it out Monday with their arms out, you'd be like, go away.
No, and way to like act that you cover sports and like you're that into it.
Sure.
I mean, you haven't become at all cynical and numb.
We won the game, bro.
All right. Okay, but all that being said, I do like listening to other morning shows in different cities, especially ones that I've never heard of before. And there was a gift that was given to me. Someone told me about my brother actually lives in Kansas City, and he called me. He goes, dude, you got to listen to this show. It's called Fesco in the Morning on 610. He goes, you got to listen to it. And he told me why. You'll hear it in a moment. But so I went back and I listened to the podcast. I might have listened to like almost 2 hours of the 4 hour show yesterday. I mean, I was enthralled. And so all I know is that they don't like you, and you being the fan of the New England Patriots. And if you want to hear it in their voice, let's just let them speak for themselves. This is from Fesco in the Morning. which is the Sports Talk Morning Show out in Kansas City.
Well, wait until Sunday night at 9 o'clock when they lose the game to the Chiefs and all the chowder heads are melting down and they're wondering why, you know, oh, we're not going to another Super Bowl. The Chiefs beat us. Yeah, because you don't care as much as we do. And I think the...
It's true. The power of the fan base caring. It dictates an awful lot in the game.
This is another thing. Like, other, like, stations have this, they try to use this magical power that they think that they're going to be the ones that will make the city rise as one and lift them up on this, like, wave where Patrick Mahomes will be in the pocket and all of a sudden he'll feel like Scott Stapp in a Creed video will all of a sudden levitate above any kind of pass rush and throw it into the end zone.
And again,
the sheer will of the crowd.
There's a million things to make fun of around here, and I don't know why clam chowder seems to be something. It's like, all right.
Right, chowder.
Yep. And by the way, it's not like clam chowder like inundates this place. Like everywhere you go.
Right. Everyone has chowder. Like, everybody must have chowder.
Yeah, it's not like every restaurant, they're like, ah.
It's required at least twice a week if you live here.
Jesus. You know, you can get New England clam chowder in Detroit.
Sure.
I mean, it exists. It's not like some novelty. Mm-hmm.
The love that we have for our team is going to shine through and power the Chiefs to a championship.
Oh, shut up, you jackass.
I'm telling you.
And the worst is there's no way he... Well, first of all, I mean, he would have to have been hit in the head with a rake to believe that. And second of all, it's so patronizing to your audience.
Oh, without a doubt.
Like, what are you've covered the team for how long? You're that emotionally invested in it, stupid? Give me a break. Oh, the love we have for our team. Like, people are sitting there going, yeah, we really love the team, too. We're the difference.
He imagines, like, a scene from a movie where everyone just tunes in at the same time. And in the car, they're all looking at each other like, here we go. It's the rally
This guy
cry.
Gets it.
This guy gets
this
it.
Guy gets it. He knows. He knows what it means to be a fan.
And the pay no mind attitude up in old England is going to hurt the New England Patriots' chances of winning.
Have we made the barbecue for chowder?
Oh, by the way, how the hell is the attitude of people in New England, you know, 1,000 miles from the game, going to have anything to do with anything? Does this guy play with snakes and get his feet washed?
I think he thinks that the players, like Tom Brady's like listening to us going, you know what? They just don't believe in us. And he's going to walk in with like Eeyore with a cloud over his head raining on him during the game.
We're never going to win. I mean, this sounds like someone who thinks the TV's talking to him. What's the frequency, Kenneth? The attitude of the fans in New England is the difference. Oh, really? Wow. I'm going to put all my money behind you. Stupid. Again, there's plenty. Make fun of Boston, and I laugh if you do good jokes. There's a billion things to make fun of, especially with Patriot fans.
Chances of winning.
Have we made the barbecue for chowder bet yet?
I don't think we have. No, I don't know.
I don't want to try.
Are we going to get the governor on? I think we should get the governor on at the end of the week and figure out if he's going to challenge the governor of Old England up there. Hear ye, the honorable Judge E. Rosen, whoever in New England.
Do we need a scroll for this?
Is that like a Jew joke?
That's the first thing I thought of.
What?
I did. That's the first thing I thought of.
That's
when
like
he
a
said
Jew
that.
Joke.
Yes.
No, you see, I thought it was like an old-timey town crier type joke.
No. But he could have called the governor anything.
I have news for you.
Smith, Williams,
hey,
Jones.
Hey, I got news for you. Revolutionary War times, no one in power was named Rosen.
I agree. That's right.
I mean, for some reason, that didn't even jump out to me.
The Epstein's moved in
like
after
Saul
that.
Saul Rosen wasn't, you know, riding the horse saying the British are coming.
This is, yeah.
By the way, I don't think he was making a Jewish joke.
No.
But,
and also, like, I mean, they're really looking forward to there being a mayoral bet or governor bet.
Yeah.
Like this is they aren't saying this with irony. They truly want there to be a baked beans
because that's the most important thing about this weekend is that the public officials get together and bet things.
Who makes a bet over a playoff game? Is in the Super Bowl.
Who makes a stupid bet? No one cares. Do you think they really fulfill those bets? I bet you 1,000,000 beans. Okay. I'm not paying for those beans getting shipped. That's tax money, baby. I need my moolah. I need my cheddar, if you know what I'm saying. I don't. I'm sure he didn't mean it to be anti-Semitic, but it certainly did. Judge Rosen. Judge
Rosen, whoever in New England.
Do we need a scroll for this?
We do. And if they're going to challenge chowder for barbecue,
it feels like we need a town crier
and make this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. So they're really looking forward to this.
That is some revolutionary war.
Uh-huh. But it does not stop there. It does not stop there. By the way, somebody said, quote, "I want you all now to go open your windows, open them and yell, 'I hate clam chowder and I'm not going to take it anymore.'" Probably the Kansas City guy will be saying that in a moment.
Yes. Okay. Well, they want to make a bet with the governor. Kansas City barbecue, very famous.
Should the governor call their show this morning? Governor Wallach? Governor Bird. Bird Rosen.
That's even better.
Rosenbird.
Rosenbird.
Governor Rosenbird,
like,
on the phone.
No, you know, he does have a Menino kind of tang to him.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, if Kansas City wins, listen, if Kansas City wins, then we're going to send you some baked beans. If New England wins, I get first night with your wife.
Well, I told you the one we did when I was in Atlanta when they played Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Said, if we win, like, you send us, like, barbecue or whatever. And if you win, you send us, we win. And then if we win, you got to go and do donuts on Dale Earnhardt's grave.
They did not like that.
No.
No.
No. All right. Here is some more of the Kansas City show talking about the game. Let me see here. Oh.
Fesco in the morning.
Yeah. Non-copyrighted.
Talk to Chiefs, because that's what we do. That's exactly right. We're not wasting time talking about the Celtics or Red Sox today like they do in Boston.
Boston?
You won a World Series. Whoop-de-doo.
About.
By the way, sweet guitar solo you got going on there.
I mean, it's it.
Nope. Royalty-free music done by a guy named Bob in a warehouse next door.
They don't waste any time entertaining the audience.
Nope. Don't want to do that.
No. It's wall-to-wall. It's wall-to-wall making bets with the governor talk. That's what we do. That's what we do over here. Not like there, where they talk about a myriad of topics. No,
we're gonna beat this to death for 4 hours, and you're gonna sit there and take it
20 hours. It's over the course of a week.
That's right. 5 days, 4 hours a day, nothing but one thing.
Should we just give away some prize for people that can, like, call in with great Boston accents?
I think we could do that. Once football's over, we're going to start giving away a lot of stuff.
I feel like I'm just going to start giving it away anyway. People work hard for us.
They work hard for their money.
Is there a porno being filmed in the background?
As soon as Jeff and Sarah are done over here, we'll get back to you.
As soon as I mop up, we'll start giving away some prizes.
Scoop, boop, boop. Come on, scoop, boop, boop. Flickety, flam, flam, flam. Someone said, "Gather out, children. You should hear the story of the midnight ride of Saul Rosenberg."
I don't know. Whatever Jew governor they have. I don't call one of them Jews.
We need to have Bird call it as the governor. He's Governor Rosenberg. They say Governor Rosen something, and they obviously don't know. Yeah. So let's just get him in there. I heard you talking. About me. I'm the governor. I'm a wicked good governor from Boston, kid. And they probably bite right in. Wow, you do sound like someone from Boston.
All right. We will be back. We'll hear more about this show from Kansas City. It's a paint by numbers of how to do radio.
hour, only half of it. Thatcher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.